From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Denver Ottermots lost to Johnson City last night 14-4. Cincinnati's Gavin Brewer went 1-for-2 with a home run and 3 RBI. The Ottermots are now 14-20 overall on the season. They'll be back in action tonight on the road at Johnson City. A local organization is in the process of conducting a feasibility study for an indoor sports complex in Pennsylvania County. Offseason is in the process of signing a contract with a firm to perform the study. Offseason Executive Director Delilah White says the goal is to bring the complex to the region for the impact it will have on youth and the area.
Our economic development mission is to build a sports tourism hub in Pennsylvania County. Connecting the assets that we already have, our land, with the demands and the needs of our youth and our community members for health, for well-being, for facilities, for our children, and for us to also be able to hold sports events, camps, national tournaments even right here in our area.
The selected consultant will lead a detailed analysis of market demand, economic impact, site evaluation, and funding strategy. In NFL news, Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice received a 30-day jail sentence for a car crash he was involved in 2024. Rice pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges. He can serve his sentence at any time during his 5-year probation. Rice is now expected to receive a multi-game suspension from the NFL. Pittsburgh Steelers defensive end T.J. Watt has signed a 3-year, $123 million contract. The deal will make Watt the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league for the second time in his career. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.